This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that he has spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about Taiwan, and they agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Taiwan has reported 148 Chinese Air Force planes in the southern and southwestern part of its air defense zone over a four-day period beginning October 1st, the same day China marked a key patriotic holiday, National Day. China claimed Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it is an independent country and will defend its freedom and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for talks with a senior Chinese foreign policy advisor. Afghanistan's Taliban leaders met Tuesday with UK officials for the first time since taking power, a move the group hopes will pave the way for the country to refill cash-starved coffers as it teeters on the brink of economic collapse. The Taliban said meanwhile they arrested 11 members of the rival Islamic State group. The Taliban's meeting with British diplomats in the capital, Kabul, came a day after they met with an Iranian delegation, another first since assuming the helm, to discuss trade relations, a key driver of Afghanistan's economy. The European Union's 27 leaders promised future membership to their six Balkan neighbors Wednesday, restating a pledge first made 18 years ago. But they brushed aside calls for a 2030 goal, fearing a backlash at home over migration. After weeks of deliberation, EU leaders agreed that Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia-Herzegovina, North Macedonia, Kosovo, and Albania have a place in the world's largest trading bloc. This is VOA News. France and the United States edged closer Tuesday toward settling their differences following a dispute over Washington's decision to exclude Paris from a new Indo-Pacific security alliance. French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Paris to explore ways to overcome the rift over the deal, which scuttled a multi-billion-dollar French submarine contract with Australia and led Macron's government to take the unprecedented step of recalling its ambassador to the United States. The U.S. State Department has disclosed the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. stockpile in a reversal of Trump administration policy. It said this will aid global efforts to control the spread of such weapons. The number of U.S. weapons, including those in active status as well as those in long-term storage, stood at 3,750 as of September 2020, the department said. That is down slightly from a year earlier. Pfizer said Wednesday it will study the effectiveness of its vaccine against COVID-19 by inoculating the entire population older than 12 in a town in southern Brazil. The study will be conducted with Brazil's national vaccination program, local health authorities, a hospital, and the federal university. Pfizer said the purpose was to study the behavior of COVID-19 in a, quote, real-life scenario, end quote, after the population has been vaccinated. Russia reported a record high number of daily coronavirus deaths Wednesday as the country struggles with stubbornly high infection rates and regions beyond Moscow cautiously bring back pandemic restrictions. Russia has seen cases climb since August, driven by the contagious Delta variant and a sluggish vaccinations drive. It is the world's fifth worst hit country with more than 7.5 million infections. A government tally recorded Russia's highest daily total virus deaths since the outbreak of the pandemic. The Biden administration says the coronavirus pandemic and the difficulty of reversing Trump administration policies were responsible for the record low number of refugees admitted to the United States during the 2021 budget year. The State Department said in an email Tuesday to the Associated Press, less refugees have been allowed into the United States during the budget year that ended Thursday than the previous low. Both figures are far below the ceiling, President Joe Biden said in May. Germany's Benjamin List and David McMillan of the United States won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry Wednesday. The Nobel Committee said the duo was awarded for developing a precise new tool for molecular construction that has had a great impact on pharmaceutical research. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.